Kewaunee. The National Transportation Safety Board says the military helicopter that collided mid-air with an American Airlines plane may not have heard an important instruction.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says on the night a military Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines jet collided near Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, the helicopter crew may have missed one important instruction from air traffic controllers concerning the plane.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission that stated "pass behind the" may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew.
Homendy says investigators also believe the three crew members on the helicopter were wearing night vision goggles. And she says it's not clear why at one point before the collision, the Black Hawk was flying at 300 feet, but the instructor pilot said it was 400 feet. Donna Warder, Washington.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, President Trump says he has questions about the actions of the prosecutors who brought the charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
It looked to me to be very political. But why didn't they bring this up like 4 or 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whenever it happened? You know, they just sat around and didn't complain. Then all of a sudden they complain, and they know they're all being dismissed anyway.
TikTok is returning to app stores. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
This follows President Trump delaying the enforcement of a TikTok ban. TikTok is operated by Chinese technology firm ByteDance. It was removed from the Apple and Google app stores last month to comply with a law that requires ByteDance to divest the app or be banned in the U.S. TikTok suspended its service in the U.S. for less than a day before restoring it following assurances from Trump that he would postpone banning the app. TikTok has more than 170 million American users. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. At Chicago's Shedd Aquarium, the animal care team is welcoming a new beluga to its pod. Baby boy Beluga, his current moniker, is slowly being introduced to the rest of the Shedd's pod of 8 whales. Aquarium members are voting on options for the calf's name. It's hard to gather research about belugas. Much of what humans know about them comes from aquariums. Charlie Jacobsma is the director of animal behavior and training at Shedd Aquarium.
If you think about it, in the wild, they're in ice packs and they're in these remote areas that are harder to research and develop. Here at Shedd, we have morphometrics that we gather all the time, and our animals are trained voluntarily to participate in their own healthcare.
What surprises caretakers the most about this young whale and the rest of the pod? Tongue tickles.
I don't know who the first person was to put their hand in a beluga's mouth to figure it out, but it's very sensitive in their mouth, probably from the prey that they eat on the bottom of the ocean, though.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.